the M62, a slightly smaller globular cluster in Scorpius. And this one was a little interesting to find. What it did was, Scorpius has basically three stars going down his spine, and then that turns into a tail at it looks like E Scorpius, but it's not. The second star in the tail is HIP 82514. The last star in his back looks like T Scorpius. Right before that is Antares. So what I did was I took Antares and T Scorpius, I took Antares and ALNIYAT, which make up the first two in his back. The ALNIYAT being the first, Antares being the second. Draw a line out from there, and then take the two coming up his tail, the HIP 8254, which is the furthest out of the ones I'm working with, and what looks like E Scorpius, making another line. Now, where those two lines intersect, you need to move slightly southeast. And believe it or not, this one was not that difficult to find. Now, what I did notice was that it just didn't really work with a 24 millimeter. You could see it, but there just wasn't much there. If you switch over to 13, you get a little bit better view. The problem gets to be that it becomes so dim you almost need averted vision to see it. There's a star immediately to the right of it in the viewfinder, and then up and to the right, and then down and to the right are two much brighter stars. Now remember, this is 13 millimeter, so the magnification's a little heftier there. It looks almost like an out of focus star. I mean, this thing could easily be, you know, just like a little nebula or something almost. But it is right where it's supposed to be. So we're going to say that is Globular Cluster M62.